there's been this big controversy about the Michael J. Fox ad. Michael J. Fox has done this commercial that supports Claire McCaskill running for Senate against Jim Talent here in Missouri. And because Missouri is such a bellwether state, this is something that has echoes all across the country, which is why Rush has been talking about it so much on his show. And in talking about it on his show, he's been talking about the political angle, which I'm not going to do here. We are going to talk about the Jeff Supon commercial and all the rest of that in addition to this, but I thought it would be very important to really start by finding out some stuff about Parkinson's, which most people don't know anything about. Here, if you ask the average person on the street, what do you know about Parkinson's? Maybe they could tell you that it's Michael J. Fox who has that disease, but that's about it. I know a tiny little bit about it because my dad died of a disease related to Parkinson's, and he had some of the same symptoms that Parkinson's patients have. Many St. Louisans may also know about it because of Jack Buck, who had it, and here's his doctor to help us understand a little bit more, Dr. Joel Perlmutter from Barnes Jewish and Washington University School of Medicine. Dr. Perlmutter, welcome to the show.
Paul, thank you. It's good to be on the show.
I wanted to have you on here for a non-political medical view of what Parkinson's is, and I hope you can put it in layman's terms for us, and also talk particularly about the tremors, the shaking that goes on when someone gets this, as people have seen in this Michael J. Fox commercial.
Sure. Parkinson's disease is a condition that affects primarily older people, although about 10% of the people we see have onset before age 40. It causes shaking or tremor, slow shuffling gait, can have soft voice, difficulty with balance, stiffness, and slowness of movement. These problems can be resolved in large part by taking medication called L-DOPA and others related to that. These medicines can reduce the symptoms, especially in the early stages. However, as the disease progresses, the medicines also can have side effects. One of the side effects it can cause are involuntary, fidgety, writhing type movements. So, for example, with Jack Buck, we'd see him on TV sometimes, and he'd have slowness and shaking, which would be the Parkinson's symptoms, or at other times we'd see him having these writhing movements, which are from the medication as the disease progresses. So they're involuntary movements caused by the medicine.
And all of these things that you're talking about, are they constant in a Parkinson's patient? Does someone who has Parkinson's, from the moment they wake up to the moment they go to bed, do they have some form of tremors of some kind?
So all of the symptoms are very variable through the day. So somebody with Parkinson's may wake up with slowness, stiffness, and shaking, take a tablet or their medicine. In 30 minutes, the shaking may abate and stop, but then it may be replaced by these involuntary writhing movements. The movements that Michael J. Fox has during the commercial are those involuntary writhing movements that come from taking the medicine.
Hmm.
Some people don't get any benefit from the medicine unless they also suffer these involuntary writhing movements. So there's no question that he's taking medicine and that you're seeing effects of the medicine when you're watching him on those commercials. If he didn't take his medicine, he'd be slow, stiff, and shaky.
Okay,
so it's just the opposite.
So it's a trade-off that a Parkinson's patient has to make.
It's absolutely a trade-off that varies from patient to patient. Some people don't have those involuntary movements, and some people do, and it depends upon the severity of the disease and their response to medicine.
All right, now where are we in Parkinson's research in, I hate to use the word cure, because for some diseases that's something that may never be attained, but in addition to giving people L-DOPA, where are they in the research that might at least help them more?
Right. So there's been a major explosion in research, in large part from Michael Fox bringing it forward, you know, and talking with people in Congress and helping the community become aware of it. Where we are, the first steps are better information about what causes Parkinson's. And we know that there's a loss of a cluster of nerve cells in the brain that when they die, which happens in Parkinson's, we have a deficiency or a loss of a certain chemical messenger. When that chemical messenger is reduced in the brain, the symptoms of Parkinson's show up. The causes of the loss of those nerve cells, in some cases, is genetic. There may be environmental causes. We're learning more about that. In addition to that, we're in the midst of testing medicines that not only may help the symptoms, because that's the primary focus of treatment today, is help reduce the shaking, the stiffness, the slowness, but we're also testing medicines that may slow the progression of the disease, because currently Parkinson's disease always progresses.
Is there anything, you have a patient come to you and they have Parkinson's and you give them L-DOPA to deal with the shaking, the slowness, the stiffness, and now they end up with those side effects, the fidgeting and the writhing, as you call them. Mm-hmm. Is there anything on the horizon that fights the fidgeting and writhing?
Absolutely. There are a number, there's more than just L-DOPA. There are a whole slew of different medications that can help. In addition, there's this dramatic surgery where we put pacemaker-like devices deep into the brain and can absolutely control the symptoms for many people, depending upon their particular condition and how they've responded. And so it's really dramatically improved treatment of the symptoms. But more than just treatment of the symptoms, we're now testing medicines that may slow progression of the disease. So that's really the new horizon for treatment of Parkinson's.
Have any idea how many people have Parkinson's?
Probably 1 million to 1.5 million people across this country.
Okay. And we're getting more people coming to you on a regular basis every day, I'm sure.
There are a lot of people. The risk increases the older we get. It may be as high as 2% of people over age 80 have Parkinson's. But again, you know, the exact numbers still remain to be determined, but it's still a very common disorder.
Now, when my dad had his disease, and they never really narrowed down exactly what it was, they said it's not Parkinson's, but it's related to Parkinson's. How do you know when someone specifically has Parkinson's? Because there are other diseases people could have that could cause them to slow down their speech or become stiff or start trembling, aren't there?
Absolutely correct. There are a number of Parkinson-isms that are not regular Parkinson's disease. Currently, there is no test in life that helps make that distinction.
No X-ray, no MRI, no little green thing you see. Oh, he's got Parkinson's.
No, none of those. The best diagnostic indicator is an examination by a neurologist who's experienced with Parkinson's disease. And then the only way to prove it is actually look at the brain after somebody's passed away. And that's currently the only way to prove it. Now, we're testing new kinds of scans to see if we can determine a new test, a new diagnostic test. So we're looking at PET scans. That's one of our research projects right now. So there are lots of things that can be done and research going on for testing, for treatment, and to try to slow the progression down the road, hopefully to cure, but it's not here now.
All right, and I just want to go back to the Michael J. Fox commercial. You're saying that what we see in that commercial is one of those side effects from him taking L-DOPA or some similar medication.
There is no question that is correct.
All right. Thank you very much for your time. I appreciate it.
And that's just exactly what Jack Buck had on the phone, on the air, too.
Yep.
Same movements.
Yep. I remember that very well. Thank you, Doctor.
You're
I appreciate
welcome.
It.
Thank you very much.
Dr. Joel Perlmutter from Barnes Jewish and Washington University School of Medicine. He's a neurologist. He's the guy who treated Jack Buck for his Parkinson's disease.